When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Oh, morning, Michelle. Glad you reached out about Craig.
Wait, do you know him or something?
Not to our knowledge, but...
Just glad we could fill this segment today, Michelle.
Legitimately, that is it. what can we do for you today? You mentioned you guys had been seeing each other for a bit. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been all that long, like a month and a half or so. I'm not really used to guys like him, I guess.
Okay, what kind of guys are those?
He's just really, I don't know, I don't want it to sound bad, because honestly, he is a breath of fresh air for me, but he's just really quiet.
Okay, so he doesn't say much, or he's just generally shy all around, or what?
I mean, I think all of that, sort of. Like I was looking for something new, you know, and I feel like I was ending up with the same type of dude for a while, and like almost like I had a type, and it was just this, you know, the loud, like alpha male type of crap. And it just that wasn't working for me anymore.
Okay. Right, so you wanted something different.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you got it. So, so what's the issue?
Yeah. Well, I guess the main one, I can't get a read on him. He's just always level, like even, you know, not a lot of ups and downs going on with Craig. And I mean, don't get me wrong, like we've had some really great dates, like really great dates, but for some reason he's just getting less responsive, and we still talk and everything. He hasn't up and stopped texting me or sending me memes or anything, but getting him to go out and do anything, it's kind of like pulling teeth at this point.
Okay. All right. Do you have any theories on like why? Do you think it's something maybe you did? Or
I mean, I hope not. It's possible, but I don't see what... No, I think it's more likely that he's just not very active.
Oh.
Like, what do quiet guys even do? You don't see him out working in clubs or anything. I mean, maybe he just doesn't want to like go out and do something.
That's a good point.
Well, you haven't just been hanging out at his house up until this point, have you?
Oh, no, thank God. It's just, like I said, like, we've had some really great dates, but the stuff he picks is all kind of, I don't know, like, I'm juvenile. Like, I don't want to call it boring, but he took me to the zoo once.
What?
And we walked around
the house. Dude.
Yeah, and it was nice, but,
Okay, all right. So he's not, I feel like you're saying he's not exciting enough for you, or... Or I guess flip side, maybe you're too exciting for him?
I mean, I don't know if I'd phrase it that way exactly. I like to get out and see people in the city. I've never thought of myself as the type to sit on the couch and watch Hulu on a Friday night. But I don't know. I mean, maybe I could get used to it. It would be a total change up, but not necessarily a bad one, right? You know, right now I'll try just about anything.
Okay, so sounds like you really like the guy, at least. There's that.
Yeah.
Are you concerned that if he, you know, is on the quieter side here, that he's just, I don't know, going to dodge our calls?
Yes. Oh, is she worried?
Oh, well, Frito might also be worried.
Okay.
Well, okay, so I thought about that, but honestly, he loves you guys, and that's how I found out about this whole the second date thing.
Really?
Because, I mean, if Craig's going to agree to be on the radio and agree to some big crazy date night, it's only going to happen with you guys, trust.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we like that kind of pressure, but let's find out what we can do.
And let's find out if he still loves us.
We'll call Craig next on Frito and Katie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Michelle and Craig. Craig loves the show.
He does.
And the zoo.
And
which Michelle called juvenile, so I think I already know the problem.
I have no
problems. Michelle doesn't like zoos.
No problems with him, from what I heard. He's a chill guy, likes the zoo once in a while, and kicking it home on a Friday night. What's your problem?
But Michelle really likes Craig.
Yes,
they've
she
been
does.
Going out on a few dates. She said they had really great dates, and she said she could get used to like sitting at home on a Friday
That's
night.
That's saying
not
something.
Going out.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
So let's figure out if we can't get Craig to agree to another date, get this thing back on track. Hey, is this Craig?
Yeah, how can I help?
Craig, hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How's it going?
Hello?
Craig, can you hear us?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm like, what? Like, what is going on here? Why are you? Oh my God. I listen to you guys every morning. This is crazy.
Craig,
have you been listening today by chance?
Yeah, maybe. You popped in once or twice in the last, I don't know, 14 or
no,
some
I was,
minutes.
I was listening real early, but, you know, right now I'm just getting out of the gym.
Right.
What time is it?
Well, Craig, we are calling you with a date night package that we give away on us.
No. Oh, my God. Is this free? Oh, my God. Is this?
Second date updates? One and the same. God. One and the same, my man. It was Michelle that emailed about you. Is it cool if we rope her in?
Can I say no?
No, why would you say no?
Obvious
well,
reasons.
You know, why would you put us on a... why would I even be on a second date update?
I mean, I don't know. It just feels like you're maybe losing interest in taking me out, or maybe just me. In the past few times I've made suggestions, you just wanted to sit at the house or go to the, I don't know, botanical garden. Like, I can't figure out if something's...
Oh, my God!
Is that what you like to do? I'm sorry if I'm making this weird, but I'm used to more lights and sounds and, like, clubby stuff, you know? If you do want to go do something cool, you get to pick whatever you want to do. I mean, whatever you want to do, we can try it.
All right. Craig, what are you thinking? That doesn't sound too bad, does it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of a little nervous about, you know,
about being on the radio,
right?
About this whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, honestly, right. I was trying to leave the gym, and now I'm trying not to think about it. And it's just, you know, being out with Michelle, you know, it was kind of stressful.
Yeah. She mentioned she's a little more extroverted than maybe you are, but for what it's worth, she's willing to give the introvert life a try.
She is.
I mean, I doubt that. I mean, not based on what I've seen. I don't know how much I want to get into it here.
Don't do this, Craig. Seriously, talk to me. What is going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
I mean, it's honestly, it's all the agoraphobia, really. It's like, for me, like,
isn't that
the one where you don't want to leave your house?
Yeah, you just want
your apartment.
Yeah, right.
No, it's the public nookie one.
Sorry, what? Hold on.
Yeah, I said it. All right, okay. I just I don't feel comfortable with all the public.
Have you been doing that like a lot?
No, but that's the problem. She's kind of into I don't want to say a freak, but she's always wanted to get down in public, and it's like she wants to get caught, and she wants people to hear, and I don't... It doesn't matter where we are at home. It's nice, but it's I don't know. But out in public, I mean...
it's exciting, right? I thought you thought it was exciting, too. Tell me it's not a huge turn-on. Like, just thinking about it.
Wow. Okay. Man.
Keep it in your pants.
It's also a crime.
He's potentially, like, yes.
Yeah, they don't look kindly on that stuff. And that's, like, what's been holding me back a little on Michelle. Like, I don't mind doing exciting things on occasion. I mean, I tried Indian food. I mean, for the first time.
Hey, no, it's okay. It's a leap, man.
Right. You know, I'm not trying to sit here and hide the sausage at the Alamo.
I'm sorry.
Did
you say the Alamo?
No.
The Alamo.
No.
Okay, yeah. Okay. It was an off day. It was a weekday, actually. And there was this kind of corner. It was partially obscured. And I was just thinking it would be hot if we were like,
okay,
you know,
we are going to stop you like literally right there.
Girl.
Wow.
Get it together.
Come on. Not you too. It wasn't in the Alamo. You proved. Like, no.
I'm still not trying to go to jail. And don't get me wrong. Like, I'm very, like, I'm sex positive. I mean, I'm positive. I want to keep having it with you. I just don't want it to be, you know, where we're waiting in line for the poltergeist. You know what I mean? Like, I just... I mean, if that's what she's looking for, you're looking for, Michelle, like, or what you're into, I just don't think I can change all that much.
Okay, like, so what? Like, you want me to change then? Is there not some kind of compromise we could have?
What?
Hold on.
A compromise?
What does that look like?
Actually, no. Don't answer that.
No.
I think you'd be surprised, you know, like the rush, the thrill. It's all about the idea of getting caught. That's the point. That's what makes it so good. I think more people are into it than you realize. And, I mean, Craig, like, he should just, I don't know, just give us some wiggle room, not be so predictable or boring. Life is too short.
I don't know what to make of this, but I'm thinking we probably fall like more on the boring side of the scale too. So look, guys, hang on the line and think it over for a second, maybe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.